Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
Man, just another crazy week, my friend.
Yes, it is. But I'm loving that we're now, I mean, and this is a little bit of a preview of what we're talking about here later in the show, but we are officially into fall.
Finally.
I'm so grateful.
One more season of 2020 under the belt. Yeah, let's just get this one knocked out.
This one to be better than the last two seasons we've had, please.
Exactly. Well, hey, hit us up on Facebook. That way you can communicate with us. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those normal things. I'm not 18 years old, so I don't use Snapchat or anything like that. But all those places, do that as Around the House with Eric G, and you can catch us all right there. And, of course, you can give us a call into the show if you want to.
Absolutely. We want to take your questions, any of your home improvement questions, here in the studio. Give us a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our number is 971-233-8992. You're going to call, leave a message. We'll call you back, record it, and answer your question. And you never know. Someone else out there might be having the same issues you are.
You got it. We got a fun show today. We've got a lot going on. First, we're going to talk about, we got a couple things to talk about first, but today's going to be our fall home maintenance checklist in the first half of the segment. And then we're going to be talking with Massimo Buster Manali, founder of Buster and Punch Hardware. And this cat is a cool one. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a rocket ship.
Over the last couple weeks, we've looked at a lot of the stuff that they offer, and we've kind of we've been doing this the last couple weeks. I know a couple weeks ago, we're the modern finishes and the modern things that you can put in your home. Buster and Punch have some really awesome things.
And they have the coolest LED lights you can buy, and I'll show you when you go over to our Facebook page Around the House with Eric G. Take a look over there. And you can see, I posted up this last week, the Hero Light, which you'll see on Facebook. And click on that. Look at the light bulbs. Coolest things ever. And we'll talk about that later on in the show. So stay tuned for that. Well, I had a couple stories to tell. And one of them, I'm just going to keep names and stuff out of it. So it's over in Eastern Washington, and we're going to call this a listener. We'll leave it at that. And this one here, over in K1A country. So, big house, you know, three stories. So, it's an old farmhouse.
Okay.
You know, it's got the wraparound porch that's roofed.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful house, all taken care of. This roof is actually, it's got that copper green. It's got a CertainTeed 75-year roof on it. So, it's bright green like copper. You know, like when you see copper aged, it gets that green. So, it's meant to look like that green copper roof. Well, this family had painting come in because that third story eaves and stuff, not so comfortable for them to get up there three stories up and paint.
Yeah.
So hired a licensed bonded insured painting contractor. No big deal, right?
Smart way to go about it. Yeah.
Got it. Did all their research. Everything's good to go. Well, the team they sent out there wasn't very careful, as reported. So they got paint all over the green roof. Well, the problem is that you can see that from two stories of windows looking out. You see footprints, paint.
You see a poor job.
You see a mess out on the roof. Problem is there's nothing you can really do to take that off of a roof. You have to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
The next problem is that's a 75-year roof, which is one of the most expensive roofs out there. And they quit making that color about 10 years ago. So there's about 50 years of lifespan on this roof, and there's no way to fix it. And yes, I called CertainTeed to make sure to try to help them out.
Ugh.
So that's not going well for the homeowner. The contractor is, the painting contractor is not being very gracious through the process. They actually went up there with a wire brush and started trying to wire brush it off, which took the color off the roof.
Which just damages the roof.
Roof, correct, yeah. So it's not going well. So I'm kind of watching that one. And then we had an interesting one, and we just had a message right before the show here from somebody who had gotten burned here in Oregon by a metal building contractor.
Okay.
So, you know, put up the pole barns and garages and that kind of stuff. Well, I guess this company has renamed itself after taking a couple $100,000 from other people out there.
Yeah, they rebranded to
a new name, and they're out there. Themselves. So if you're in the state of Oregon and you're looking to get a pole barn building knocked out, make sure that you're talking to the right people. Make sure that you're talking to the, make sure they've got their CCB license, which is the Construction Contractors Board license. And my advice to you, Oregon listeners, if you are doing that, make sure that you're not getting these folks like off the Craigslist next door Facebook. And if you do, call the Oregon CCB and make sure that that is all who they are and follow all those little rules to make sure that you're good. Because I just went on the new company's page on the CCB, and I'm not naming names out there because that's not what we do on this show. Quick little look on the website there, and they've already got a $20,000 claim, an unpaid fine to the Oregon CCB already with the new company.
And I imagine, I mean, I don't know how old this company is, but they haven't been around very long. That's a big red flag when you're looking at that CCB page.
Absolutely. So anyway, anybody out there in our Oregon listening audience, be forewarned. There are some sketchy ones out there. Do your due diligence. Call the CCB. Get them on the phone. Make sure that they actually give you kind of a clean bill of health before you do anything with these folks. And that's with any pole building out there. Just make sure you're doing your homework. There's a lot of great contractors out there doing it. There's a couple out there that are kind of impersonating. So be careful.
Yeah, it's just all about doing your due diligence. And I mean, and it's rough because you'll do the CCB and maybe it looks good there. You're still, and I do this, you still want to look at reviews. I know that people can pay to have certain, but look at multiple review sites, look at multiple reviews, get a good sample size of what you're going to be. I mean, you're paying a lot of money. This is your home. Exactly.
And by the way, on top of that one, which they haven't even started to address yet, there are lead paint chunks. They scraped it, didn't follow any of the lead paint rules. There's pieces, and I saw pictures of the chips of paint where they had hit it with the lead paint stick that had said that could be positive. So I think the homeowner is sending those off to the lab to follow up to find out what else is going on there too.
Those are two really big red flags.
Really big ones. So anyway, FYI, just be careful out there, guys.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, let's jump in here to, and if you had any questions about stuff like that, or if you do need help trying to navigate that type of situation, we want to be fair to everybody. 971-233-8992. 971-233-8992. Before we jump into the fall maintenance checklist, this is the last weekend of the Black & Decker tool giveaway. So if you want free tools, they're going to show up at your doorstep. This is how you do it. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Go down to the big red banner that you can't miss. If you're colorblind, it's going to look brown or gray. But either way,
it says free tools.
It says free tools. It's the first two words. And then it goes through and it says find out more. Click that. That'll take you over to our flagship station, which is AM860 The Answer in Portland. That's where that's hosted. You can look at the list of tools, pictures, all of it right there. You got a bunch of 20-volt Black & Decker stuff. So you got, you know, a couple saws. You got sander. You got drill. drill driver, and a bunch of hand tools all in one package, ready to head out to your place. So, want you to take care of that. And why not get some free tools, right?
Absolutely. This ends tomorrow, so you're going to want to get on there and get signed up. We've got quite a few people in the running already. We want you to have your shot as well.
And for the podcast listeners, tomorrow is Sunday, September 27th. So if you're listening to this on the 28th,
sorry.
Too late. Sorry, guys.
Should have signed up last week.
Yep. See store for details. Oh, I had to throw out one of those, you know.
All right, so fall maintenance.
Fall maintenance checklist here. I was just literally out before you popped up here to the studio. I was out cleaning the gutters out, making sure that this summer's sins of living in the woods, it's a monthly thing.
I was going to say, we do that more than just as we do in the fall.
Yeah, I need to be doing or actually, to be honest, when I do my exterior and the roof, I need to do better gutters and do some covers and stuff. But that's a whole other story, not for today. So here's the first thing outside. Before freezing weather arrives, remove those garden hoses from the hose bibs. Drain and store for the winter. Wrap those bibs in insulation. Now, we still here in the Pacific Northwest, in most of the west side of the mountains, could still have some 85-degree weather.
Yeah.
However, we've got some listening audience that probably is ready for snow.
Yep.
So it's all over the place. Pay attention to what's in your local area. But I'd rather see you start doing these things now than scrambling one night after work going, oh my gosh, I waited too long.
Yeah, it's better to be prepared and have it done and over with instead of getting caught with your pants around your ankles.
Exactly. And on top of that, it's much easier to go find replacement hose bib covers, the foam ones, when it's not going to be turning into the low 20s that week, because they all end up being gone if you're the late one to the party.
Well, because most people are the late ones to the party. Don't be them.
Yeah, it's like going out here in the Northwest looking for air filters here this week. You know, after all the smoke, it's going to be weeks before we get those things all set up. All right, we come back. We're going to be talking about a little bit of draining in-ground sprinkler systems, that kind of stuff, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, everybody, it's JT from Barbecue Nation. If you're listening to Around the House, you can also hear Barbecue Nation on this platform. That's Barbecue Nation, where we talk about outdoor cooking and fun.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source. Your owner's manual to your home every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
You know, we've got a whole bunch on Facebook and social media. You know, Facebook is one of our biggest ones. Make sure you join us over there for the party. And when you do that, don't forget, we've got a special group for everybody over there called Around the House Nation. That's our closed group where everybody gets together. We get to have a good time over there. And more importantly, you get to post up your projects, and if you've got questions or comments, or you just want to do a little bragging, you can do it up
over
there.
That's what it's for. It isn't just for you to ask questions. We like that resource to be there. But hey, if you put some, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into something, we want to see it.
Let's see it, because you might be inspiring other people, and you'd be shocked at how many people that are national guests on this show that might be commenting on what you're doing, which is kind of cool, too.
I've seen it multiple times. We've got some awesome friends around the country that you may recognize.
Absolutely. So, hey, give us a call as well in the studio here, 971-233-8992. 971-233-8992. And one little thing I want to just do house cleaning here real quick, a little housekeeping, actually. So we've got the Around the House podcast up there. Now, I've changed our Thursday podcast from that used to be the Around the Toolbox. Now we're spinning that off to be its own little podcast called Pro Insider. Now, when it's different, I'm going to share it up on the Around the House podcast at the end of the year. But if it's the same of what we're doing over here, or there's something else with that, it's not going to get posted up. So we're not changing that, but it's got its own RSS feed for the podcast. So if you are a contractor, designer, we've got some specific content that's going to be, you know, 45-minute show is what I'm going for every week over there. So you're going to see more of it. So stay tuned for that. And where you can find that is just go over to aroundthehouseonline.com and get it.
Yeah, just click on ATH podcast or the Pro Insider podcast. They're both going to be right there at the top on that top toolbar. And, you know, hey, especially with the ATH podcast, like you were saying, that is kind of your owner's manual for your home. We have over 1,000 episodes. You can go back and listen and find something specific to maybe what you're working on this weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, let's get back to this fall checklist here. Drain in-ground sprinkler systems. Now, that's an important one. You don't see it as much here in like our area, for instance, because we're kind of a temperate climate over here. But still, a lot of times draining those sprinkler systems means, you know, like I grew up in Eastern Washington, for instance, or anywhere else in the country where you get big freezes. You'll actually come in with an air compressor and blow them out. You'll put air to the system, not too much because you don't want to blow sprinkler heads off, but you'll go through and blow that out so you don't have any water in there. So that way it freezes, it doesn't blow up valves, sprinkler heads, things like that.
Yeah, cause some massive damage.
Yeah. There. And so many times once your watering season is over, that could be October 1st in many areas that have irrigation, or it's just that time where you're like, okay, it's getting wet out there. We're good enough.
Yep.
And that's when you just turn that water off and blow it out. But that's a really important one. It'll keep you from doing a bunch of big maintenance on that year after year. Now, here's one that I actually kind of worked on today. Clear debris out of window wells, gutters, downspouts, and storm drains. That was a big one because I literally filled up my big yard waste bin out of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's because we had a big windstorm here a few weeks ago. Yep. And
you're in the middle of the forest.
And I'm in the middle of the forest. So it just dumped it all out. Got it cleaned up now. It's out at the curb. We're good to go. But that's those things that you want to make sure when you do that. Because, like, for instance, with us, we're going into the rainy season here. You know, when you get into other seasons with snow and things like that, you just want to make sure you get that stuff out. Now, if you don't have gutters, no problem. There are companies out there now, though, that you're seeing, even in the mountain areas, that have been doing gutters in those areas, and they're still working. So it's one of those things that I'm seeing more and more gutters, even in these mountain high country areas where snow and everything else can be an issue. They just have a little bit better way of doing it now than they did maybe 10 years ago. I'm seeing guys out there doing them in the, you know, up in the mountains now that say, nope, don't care with the snow. We still do it because we want to keep the water off the foundation. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to protect your property.
Absolutely.
Also, go away from the, I know you mentioned storm drains, but also, you know, go out to the curb, make sure everything, because as the leaves continue to fall, especially if you're in a rainy area like we are here in the Northwest.
Man, no kidding.
Going to want to keep those clear. We don't want to see any, you know, flooding in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I got a maple tree out by the road here that literally has huge dinner plate size leaves, and they're starting to drop already. I mean, I've got some in the driveway, and I just blew it off yesterday. So it's like, here it comes. Here comes the leaf disaster. And, you know, I just moved into this house over the winter, so I got to see some of that, but it was already on the ground because of lack of maintenance. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So we're going to have a good time cleaning up leaves there. But that's a big one right there. Now, inspect weather stripping on windows and doors for fit and condition. We talked about that last week. Replace as necessary. Inspect windows, doors, siding for holes and cracks. This is the time to get out there and start caulking things up and make sure that you get that, you know, get it cleaned up. A lot of times before I go out and do some caulking, especially here at the end of summer, I like going out there and getting some house and siding wash on a hose end sprayer and carefully getting things wet. Get it cleaned down a little bit, you know, a little 30 seconds outdoor cleaner or something like that. Thanks to our guys here in the Northwest. I throw that around, make sure that that's good to go. And when you do that, it kind of ends up getting the house clean, so it makes that caulking look cleaner, especially if you're using some of the clear stuff because the color behind it's good. So another little trick, clean it up first before you do it. Now, here's one of the big ones that I think you should be doing with a wood-fired fireplace. Make sure that chimney is inspected and swept if you didn't do it in the spring. So make sure every year you get a chimney sweep out to clean it, inspect it. We have so many house fires every year because of wood-fired, you know, wood stoves and everything else, just because we didn't get them cleaned and inspected. And all it takes is for them to catch one little problem, that can stop a house fire, and we don't want to have to worry about house fires again.
See, I know I need to get mine done, but I haven't, ever since I've lived up where I've, over the last, I'd say, what, year and a half, 2 years that I've lived up there, I haven't used the fireplace.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it needs it.
Yeah,
I don't plan on using it, and I will clean it before I use it, but I probably won't use it.
Yeah, there are some of the, you know, there are people out there that'll swear by using the creosote cleaning logs. They put them in there, burn it.
CSLs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's okay, but it doesn't inspect it, though, and where it's something that's new to you,
and you don't know what's in there, you want someone to look at it.
Yeah, it might have your landlord go through and hit all those, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Not a bad plan to get them inspected, at least that way you know, before somebody goes to burn stuff down. Last thing you need is a fire in your neighbor's place.
Yeah, especially when we share a wall.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we come back. We've got more of our fall checklist just as soon as we're on the house routine.
Farewell, Angelina.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G. It goes down so smooth. Ooh, it makes me want
to pour gold in this glass, 'cause that color red never looks so good, so good. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those other places that we love to communicate with you all week long. This is just not something that airs on the weekends. This is something that continues on social media all week long. So join us, play along. Let's have a good time. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder. And hey, we want to answer your questions. So give us a call here in the studio. Our number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 971-233-8992. If you're shy and you don't want to necessarily have your voice heard on the radio, that's fine. We totally understand. You can send us a message on any of those social media sites, or you can go over to aroundthehouseonline.com, hit the contact us button, send us an email there. Either way, we just want to help you.
And this is the last day of our tool, basically, giveaway. Yeah. So Saturday, Sunday here, last weekend. So end of Sunday, guess what? Tool giveaway is over. So make sure you head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Sign up for there. You can see the details of all the Black & Decker tools. A lot of good tools for that basic DIY, awesome toolkit for you. And this is perfect for that brand new homeowner. You know, sign up. Who knows? You might win it. Could be a gift for that friend. It is a brand new homeowner.
Exactly. That 20-something-year-old first-time, or maybe 30-something first-time homeowner, and you know, maybe they weren't ever very handy because, you know, they don't do a lot of trade stuff in the schools to get me on a soapbox.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have necessarily, maybe they don't have the tools or the experience. This is a great starter kit. They'll have everything, basically, that they'll need, that they'll come across, and at least the tools to be able to learn, get their hands dirty.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah. No, sorry. Have some fun with it. Learn something, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, let's jump back to our fall maintenance checklist because, like always, it's going to take us a while to get through this one. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we were talking earlier about making sure the chimney be inspected, but inspect all your soffit vents and other venting systems to make sure they're clear of debris. Sometimes you can get the nests and, you know, bird nests, wasp nests, all those things blocking stuff up. You want to have that working well. So make sure that's good and clean. Now, if you've got brick or block, you know, that could have cracked mortar or loose joints, take a look at that. Repair is necessary. That's not really that big a project to do some of that repair, but now's the time to get it before the weather turns, and I don't care where you're at. Seasons are changing. Good time to get it fixed, and so that's a good one there. Now, here's one of the ones that's really important. Inspect painted surfaces for paint failure, water damage, mildew, repair. Clean as necessary. Here's the thing. You know, we've got a guy on Around the House Nation that posts up stuff all the time, Edward, who's a window door installer out there. He's always posting stuff up in there. And now for you just joined us, Around the House Nation is our closed group over at Facebook. But here's the thing. It's so interesting watching. You can look at it every time and go, yep, no caulking or lack of caulking or failed caulking and improper flashing, and that window leaked or that door leaked, and now you got a rotten mess. So just a little bit of work goes a long way in stopping dry rot from happening, or just getting something where the bugs will get infested because you've got wet wood. And so that's just one of those good things. This is where you find those things. Walk around your house to go find it. Take a look at it. So that is a good one. Now inspect all exterior caulking and replace as necessary, like we were talking about. And then here's one, too, especially for you old house people. Inspect all your glass. Make sure if there's any cracked, broken, damaged screens, storm windows, look for loose glazing compound or putty around the glass panes. For all of you with those older homes that have those basically hand-built windows, Make sure you do that now. It's going to save you a ton of energy. You think about it, when you're talking energy usage in a house, and I've got some work to do on my house. I was looking at it today. Those gaps can be, you know, a gap under the front door can be like having an open window in your house. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible. You're
just leaking that warm air throughout.
Oh, yeah. Just letting it out. And, of course, and letting the cold in.
Yep.
You can also leave moisture, rodents. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with that. So you want to make sure and stay on that. Now, inspect your roof for moss and treat as necessary. Now, that can be, you could always treat that with, you know, with the moss killer out there and take care of it. But you don't want to get that built up. Because I tell you what, it's tough to get it once it is. I was on the phone with CertainTeed Roofing this week with customer service. And they were saying basically you could put the moss killer stuff on there, but you can't get up there. They don't want you pressure washing, using anything other than just a garden hose up there because you're taking that UV coating off those shingles when you get those granulars knocked off. So you want to be really careful.
That coating that's supposed to make those shingles last for years on end.
Yeah, exactly. So by taking that off, you're gonna reduce the lifespan of your roof. So my rule is don't let anybody up there with a pressure washer. I don't care who they are. I'm not a fan of pressure washing, you know, your three tab roofs and stuff, because all it takes is for the wrong person up there, you got a mess. So use some cleaners like 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. They're a good one out there. Any one of those cleaners work good, and you know, it'll clean the moss and lichen and stuff off there, and you're good to go. So that is an important one right there. You'll reduce the life of your roof by half if you don't maintain it. So that's an important one. And to be honest, if you don't want to get up on your roof, find a roofer that works with your brand of shingles. Get into a maintenance plan where they go up there once a year, twice a year, and inspect it, clean it up, make sure it's looking good, and you'll be good to go because then you've got some additional support up there.
Yeah, then you won't have to worry about it. You at least you know you have somebody coming out twice a year, and you're good to go.
You won't have to go on the roof yourself anyway. A lot of people don't like that. It's a good place to be.
For a good reason.
Yeah, that's a big one. So clean all your decks and seal if necessary. Here's the problem is once you start getting into October, it's pretty hard to get the right temperatures in most areas in the U.S. Probably, you know, northern half of the U.S., that's getting pretty sketchy for deck
ceiling
and stuff. Yeah. You know, go through, get it cleaned up, get it caulked where you can, but you're almost out of deck ceiling weather because all it takes is to have a, you know, that deck to be wet and you go sealing, it's just not going to work. You're just going to waste the material. So you might be better off waiting till springtime to take care of it then. So make sure you've got the right temperatures for your materials.
Yeah, clean, you know, dry, clean. I mean, yeah, you want
to
clean
it up. Yeah, I mean, to do a deck right, you want to clean it up. Get it clean, get it dialed in, use the deck cleaners, the brighteners, all those things with the system that you're going to finish with. Then you got to let it wait a week or two to really dry out so it'll give a place for that to go.
To adhere to, yeah.
Yeah, because if you've got missing finish and stuff on it, you want that to soak in. So I let that dry, especially when we're getting into these cooler days in many places. You want to make sure that that gets to be a nice dry deck so you can actually get that taken care of. So that's a good one right there. Inspect signs for rodents and treat as necessary. Now, it's interesting in the major metropolitan areas, you know, Portland, let's go Chicago, let's go Seattle, let's go Philly. Some of our bigger places, especially places that we're at, the rats and the big mice are getting to be out of control.
Yeah.
They just are. And there's multiple reasons for that. One is, you know, we do have our homelessness problem out there, so there's a lot more food and garbage for them to eat.
Yep, debris.
Just debris. Just
able to be found.
Yeah, so that's food for them. And then second of all, with more people out there feeding birds and things like that and feeding more livestock type situations in your more metropolitan areas, people that have goats and things like that, they love that food. So be very careful with it. And to be honest, if you can't get it quick, that's when you bring in a pest control company to knock it out.
It does not take long for something like that to get out of hand.
And once it does, it's really out of hand. I mean, here in my neighborhood, we've got a pretty good situation. But we've also got bobcats and things around here, too, that can go after those. And, you know, they're feeding on it. So that's another source for those guys. But for us here in this neighborhood, really, raccoons start to get to be the the bigger problem that we've got to be careful
of. I see some in my neighborhood too. And it's, I think I've mentioned it maybe about a year ago here on the show, but yeah, I've got a family of raccoons near around me. So I see them from time to time. I don't leave garbage or stuff outside my home, but I see them around and, you know, hey, if as long as they're not in my area, I've caught them around my back and I scared one of them real good.
Yeah. That's all it takes. They'll come after you though. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, no,
those things are brutal when it comes to, be getting after you. So they've got a little ego on those guys. I tell you what, that's one of those things that
I triggered its fight or flight instinct, and luckily it chose to flight.
Oh, good. That's always good because you're here to talk about it. So anyway, that's one of the good ones here. Treat that as necessary. And that's part of that thing is getting down and checking that crawl space to make sure.
Get your head under there.
Get under there, check under your deck, any of those areas where you could have rodents and stuff. Make sure and do that. I've got to do some work on my place. I've got some crawl space work to do down there on mine. So in the next coming weeks, I'm going to be diving into mine as well. And I might even be calling my friends at Bloom Pest Control to come take care of it just because of time. But
see, I hate saying that I don't have to worry about it because I really don't, but I kind of do because so I have no access to a crawl space or an attic in my in the duplex that I live in. So I just kind of don't think about it and leave it up to the landlords to check it whenever they're in the other unit.
You're a renter. Drive it like a rental.
Yeah, that's fine.
They'll take care of it.
Out of sight, out of mind for me, right?
Exactly. That's the beautiful part of that.
But make sure that your landlord is checking those things, though. If you do rent, that's not a bad thing to make sure that they're checking and looking at.
Man, because that's going to show you where all those problems could be. You could have a whole big rodent problem, and it's all into your house, and all that air is coming up in there. 80% of your air comes up from that crawl space into your house. Because
carpet is
up
the biggest filter in the home.
It is. That's why I got rid of my carpet, because that's one less thing to worry about. So, all right, when we come back, more of Around the House just as soon as we return. Back to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us on the radio show and the podcast. I don't care which way you're listening to it. If you're catching the radio show and you missed part of it, head over to the podcast. Best place to do that, aroundthehouseonline.com. Now, if you catch podcasts anywhere out there, we're pretty much on it. You're going to find us. I think there's 18 different formats around the world that you can hear us on. So good chance we've got it there. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder, and hey, if there's a platform that we're not on that you're a fan of, shoot us an email. We'd love to do our best to get ourselves out there to where you listen.
Absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Oh yeah, we're already on those.
We're on all those. The iHearts, all that stuff. You can find us anywhere around there. But when in doubt, the root of where everything comes from is over on Around the House Online. So if you want to hear it first, that's the place to hear it first, because some of these formats, it takes a little bit to get there.
It takes time to populate, especially on like Apple Podcasts.
Apple can be like 20 minutes or four hours or a day. It's crazy. Sometimes I'll be like, that posted up? What? So it's pretty crazy.
But yeah, or, you know, on whichever site you use, just, you know, see if they have a notification option, and then you can always be notified whenever it does.
Just subscribe. Yeah, it's really easy. If you subscribe on there, hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell. Knock it out.
Don't want to start being one of those people.
I know it. It'd be hilarious. But that's the thing. If you subscribe to that, then it will automatically download, and it'll give you a little notification that, hey, new episode is up, and that way you catch all of it versus reminding yourself to, oh, maybe I should go look for that. So always a good way to go. Well, hey, I wanted to finish up our little thing here, which is our annual checklist. This has been there's a long history of this.
Well, and not just fall. We do this twice a year, also.
Correct. It's our fall and spring. Yeah, it's our checklist. This checklist has been handed down throughout the generations of Around the House.
Over the last 30 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really cool that we're out having fun with this. So let's dive inside. We just kind of got things wrapped up outside. Let's go inside here. Have your furnace serviced by a licensed professional. I want to see your furnace, whether it's a heat pump or gas or electric, I want to see somebody come in that's a professional, service it, look it over, take a peek. Trust me on this. I've tried to do this myself. I can get most of it, But you know something? It was a couple years ago here in Portland. I had to call up Pyramid Heating and Cooling the night before Thanksgiving.
And you had a bunch of people showing up the next day.
And they were out there hot wiring a control board that if I had had them come out and do my fall maintenance,
would have
found it.
So how often should, so you say once a year you should have your furnace serviced?
You know, here's the thing. First, follow and see what your manufacturer recommendation. I still think it's smart to have them come out for the heating, have them come out, look at the cooling.
Fall and spring.
They can clean it, maintain it. You've got things, you got somebody looking at it. It will save you guaranteed. It'll save you a service call.
And speaking from experience.
Yes. It'll keep you, you know, it'll keep it where they can predict to go, hey, this capacitor is about ready to fail. This is about ready to go. Or, you know, this is on its last leg. We need to fix this. And they can save you money by getting it preventatively. So that's kind of important right there. Hey, remove hair from drains and sinks and tubs and showers. People with beards like me and you, it's always a battle. You know, I'll be honest, I'm not a drain cleaner person. I think it chews up the pipes. So manually get it out of there. If you need to use little tweezers and things like that, you can get almost like surgical tweezers that are about a foot long. You can get online and pull stuff out of drains. But you know, pop off covers, do that kind of stuff, clean it up. I'm not a drain cleaner fan because you know something, you're going to eat something up and it's going to reduce the life of something. So drain cleaners to me, I just don't use. If you need to get in there with a snake and clean it up, get it done right. But drain cleaners pretty much in my book are a no-no. I mean, that's an emergency situation, thing like that. But I'll be honest, almost every time I've had to use drain cleaner, I've paid for it later.
It costs you more in the end than...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another one here, insulate pipes in unheated garages, attics, and crawl spaces. Make sure you got that dialed in. Make sure you are good to go. And, you know, test the smoke detectors again. That and your, you know, all the smoke detectors and any of your, you know, carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure that stuff's working good. And by the way, if it's over 10 years old, it needs to be replaced.
You need to get a new one.
Yeah. The lifespan is 10 years. So when you pop it off to check the battery, look at the year. If it's over 10, replace it. It's cheap. It's easy. Those are done. It's like milk. It's done when it hits 10.
Well, and it working correctly can save you and your family's lives.
I had a great, hilarious conversation probably 2 years ago with a homeowner that I was doing design work on. She was a retired firefighter. Wonderful lady. Loved them very much. I told her that smoke detectors were, and she was retired, you know, from that.
But still, she was a firefighter, so I'm curious where this is going.
Yeah, she, I told her every 10 years, no, it's worked. That's been up there for 20 years. It's worked great. Not 2 weeks later, that thing was in there making weird noises and stuff. And the next time I showed up at the meeting, she's like, you're right. It failed. It didn't work. It was just, luckily there was no fire to tell them that, but that was one of those that it was a life lesson there. So insulate pipes in unheated garages, attics, and crawl spaces. Test the smoke detectors. Test all ground fault circuit interrupters. So that's your GFCIs. Make sure those are working correctly. If you have something that's kicking off one of those GFCI outlets, those last about 10 years. So make sure that you get those. Those are an easy swap out. You know, and they're about $30 for a good one. Just go get another one. Swap it out. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, I noticed mine's starting to fail because every time I use the, I've got little trimmers that I have.
Yep.
And every time I turn it off, I hear a click, and I'm like, oh, the GFCI is going off.
Yep. That usually means you've got something failed. Usually it's the outlet that's doing it.
Yep.
And that's the first place to look, by the way, when you can't find that power's off here. I can't figure out where it is. Start looking for that. That's a good one. And then make sure you inspect all the food areas, under sink areas for mice, rodent damage, patch and treat as necessary. There's some great spray foams out there now that are rodent proof where there's like pepper spray in them and you just, they
try and eat it. They don't want it.
So, and then walk around your house and inspect the lighting, change bulbs as needed. You know, get that LED lighting out there. It's nice. I like it. It's good. And then inspect your crawl space or basement for cracks and water damage. Take notes of pictures of cracks or spalling. That way you can document stuff. And feel free, if you're down in a crawl space, put a mark across there with a Sharpie where it was broken at,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Or where the crack ends.
Yeah, where that crack ends, make sure you could see it. You know, take some measurements. When in doubt, that's when you bring in your foundation contractor or crawl space professional to go down and take a look at it. Because anytime that you've got cracks, you've got damage, you've got water, anything like that, if you've got water in that crawl space, other than just a little leak that happened or something like that, that's a one-time deal. If you've got water in that crawl space, that's going to cause mold. It's going to cause all those different things. And you know something? That's going to be a big mess. All right. That's the checklist. Hey, if you want a copy of this, head over to the Facebook. Actually, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. Contact us over there on that. We will email you a copy so you've got a copy yourself over there.
Yeah, and you'll be able to do the Around the House with Eric G. checklist both spring and fall.
All right, after these important commercial messages, we're going to jump into an interview with Massimo Bustamanali, founder of Buster & Punch Hardware. This is some of the coolest stuff you're going to find for your house. We're going to do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.